Tantor Audio presents The Viper by Monica McCarty. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Foreword. The period from March 1306, when Robert Bruce makes his desperate bid for the Scottish crown, to the late summer of 1308, when he defeats the MacDougalls at the Battle of Brander, marks one of the most dramatic falls and subsequent comebacks in history. By September 1306, 6 months after Bruce is crowned king at Scone by Isabella Macduff, Countess of Buchan, his cause is all but lost. He is forced to flee his kingdom as fugitive, taking refuge in the shadowy mists of the Western Isles. Yet from the jaws of certain defeat, with the help of his secret band of elite warriors known as the Highland Guard, Bruce returns to Scotland 6 months later and defeats not only the English, but also the Scottish nobles who stand against him. Yet this is only half of the story. Not all of Bruce's supporters have escaped the wrath of the most powerful king in Christendom, Edward Plantagenet, King of England, the self-styled Hammer of the Scots. Many have paid the ultimate price, but others still are suffering for freedom's call. In these merciless times, when the line between life and death is merely a shadow, once again, Bruce will call on the legendary warriors of the Highland Guard to set them free. Prologue. Because she has not struck with the sword, she shall not die by the sword. But on account of the unlawful coronation which she performed, let her be closely confined in an abode of stone and iron made in the shape of a cross, and let her be hung up out of doors in the open air at Berwick, that both in life and after her death, she may be a spectacle and eternal reproach to travellers.